Many of your interesting messages are coming in. I must just make you aware that we are having a problem with our website and app at the moment. I've just heard from the IT guys that they are busy working on it. They're trying to fix that as quickly as possible. So apologies if you are not able to access us right now on those two media. We'll definitely, hopefully, return to that in just a short while, and you'll be able to listen back to all the interviews we've done in the last half hour, as well as listen to us live on the app and on the website 702.co.za. Apologies for any inconvenience there. Right, at 20 minutes to four on the program, we want to look into an important aspect of schooling, which actually came up in our conversation with the MEC Paneza Lesufi just a short while ago. But City Press reminded us earlier today that there's a whole school-related machinery that has to kick in, right? Now that the Basic Education Minister, Angie Motshekga, has announced that the schools are reopening in less than 2 weeks and that grades in 7 and 12s need to start psyching themselves up to get behind the desk again. But there's also the question of how many children are actually going to get, or how so many of those children are going to get to school in the first place. A number of them are dependent on scholar transport, and the South African Scholar Transporters Association has made certain demands to the government as it prepares to reopen schools. So I thought we should speak to the chairperson of the association in Gauteng, Kwalani Masomboka, who joins us now. Chair, good afternoon, and thank you very much for being with us today. What are the demands you've address to government?
Afternoon, madam. The demands basically that we've asked the government to is to at least meet us halfway, because currently we are expected to take scholars next month on the 1st of June, but they have not engaged us as to train us on how to sanitize learners, how to maintain the social distance. And also they're saying that we should carry 70% capacity. And if we are to carry the 70% capacity, how does then the government compensate the 30% that is not covered with the 70%?
Right. So let's start off with the issue of subsidies. What subsidies and financial relief are you looking for, really?
Basically, currently what we are looking for is that if you can check, schools closed immediately after, you know, it was released that there's a coronavirus, just even before the shutdown. So basically, it's been sitting 2 months at home without any income, nothing whatsoever, because what you mainly depend on is scholar transporting. Yeah. So that is what we are mainly depending on, and we cannot survive on that. So what we are asking the government is to at least, even if it is to give scholar transporters maybe about 30 or 40% of what they were getting for the past 2 months, because we only got our last salaries, I think it was beginning of April.
So that's something I wanted to ask you about. I mean, I had the impression that some of you were earning privately and that parents kept paying during the lockdown. Are you saying that that you are paid from a central government fund that simply cut off your pay during this time?
No, we're getting paid from parents, but you must remember that some parents stopped basically working when the lockdown was initiated, so they couldn't pay or give something to the transport drivers. So as a sector that we are trying to form, because obviously scholar transporters, if you can look at different provinces, every child, maybe 70% in a school, is delivered by a scholar transporter.
So what happened in the case of some of your members who may not have been able to pay for their vehicles, for example? Did they lose those vehicles?
Basically, that's the challenges we are having, because most of the people, some of them took cars, we have insurances to pay, we've got discs to renew, but otherwise some members did not lose cars because maybe some members paid ahead of the time.
All right. Can I move on to the issue of the 70% capacity regulations, which you've already spoken about? I was wondering how you are planning to work around this. Clearly, you've got to respect the lockdown regulations in regard to this, that you can only fill your vehicles to 70% capacity. What does it mean? Does it mean you're going to have to make several more trips, or you know, are you hoping that government is simply going to keep subsidizing you for this?
Basically, we respect the regulations of our levels per se, 4 and level 3, right? So the 70%, we will not fight against the 70%, but what we are saying is that can the government please compensate the 30%, even if it means that a driver, let's say for example, in a 16 pass, you have to take 16 passengers. So 70% of 16 passengers might be around 10 or 12, somewhere around there. So it means you'll have to go back and take the other ones and bring them to school again. Right. So that is what we are saying, that at least, you know, the 30% can at least the government compensate us so that we can do those up and downs again so that every child gets safely to school.
So it essentially doubles the number of trips you'd have to make. Xolani, if you don't mind, I want to bring into the conversation one of our listeners who's been listening to our conversation and wants to make a contribution to it. Mpumelelo, what is your question or comment for Xolani Mazimboka?
Yeah, I just think that Xolani is being disingenuous. When the taxis had to go at 70%, he had no problem. And now suddenly, because it's scholar transport, he pretends like he doesn't know that 70% had to happen, and now he wants compensation. In any case, there's no way full load of any scholar transport would have been grade 7 and grade 12. It's only grade 7 and grade 12 that's allowed to go back to school. So how does he then expect to be compensated for this? Now, moreover, he then goes on and says how he should be trained for sanitizing, as if he's been living under a rock, as if he hasn't been sanitized every time he goes to a mall or a shopping complex or anything like that. He should sanitize the kids as soon as they come in, as everybody does. So to me, I just feel like he's being disingenuous. He just wants more money from government, and he should say that. But he shouldn't try and hide under the pretense of him not being trained, one, and two, of him saying that he now needs to be compensated for the 30% that he was never going to get, because it's only grade 7 and grade 12 that are allowed to go to school. Thank you, Joanne.
Mpumelelo, before you go, I just want to ask you, is it fair, though? I mean, it's not as though he hasn't been aware of what was going on in the country for the last 2 months. It's that he hasn't been working for the last 2 months because schools have been shut down. And now that he has to carry a 70% load and possibly has to double his trips, which will double the amount of petrol he's using, and obviously pay less because, you know, that there's the extra expense of having to buy sanitizers and the like. Don't you think he has been disadvantaged by the new regulations in much the same way as an ordinary taxi driver is being disadvantaged?
As is everyone else. I mean, to say that he's been disadvantaged is to state a clear fact. That does not entitle him to say now he needs to be compensated for it. We have all been disadvantaged by the fact that this amazingly, I don't know, out of nowhere sickness came, and we've all have to adapt. But we don't all just now start running around and saying the government must give us 30% or whatever else. At this point, all I'm saying is he's disingenuous. He should be saying which he wants the government to discuss with him and say, okay, what can they do?
All right.
And if they find a solution, that's fine. But if they can't, they can't. But he's not entitled to 30% just because he wants it.
Mpumelelo, thank you very much for making your comment. Let me give Xolani an opportunity to answer this comment, which Mpumelelo has made. Xolani Mazimboka, how do you feel about what Mpumelelo has just said?
Madam, I'd say currently maybe Mpumelelo is sitting somewhere comfortably. Where we are sitting currently, we have, as I said, we have not been working for 2 months. And we are not saying we are entitled to that 30%. What we are saying, we want to work with the government. The government must meet us halfway and to talk, to say how do we go about doing this thing. And you must remember that I'm not saying taxi drivers got the 70%, yes, but they were subsidized. When you go to taxi ranks, they do have sanitizers, that they are sanitizing the taxis and people are going in wearing masks. Yes, we are aware of that. But for a person who has been sitting at home for 2 months with no salary, how does one even start about buying sanitizers? How does one go about making sure that social distance is maintained when the government has not engaged people that take future leaders to schools? And we take them from their gates to schools. They don't walk all the way up to a bus stop and wait for a taxi. We take them from the gate, we put them at the school's gate, we take them from the school's gate and back to their home.
Yes. Chair, you know what I'm confused about? We've heard the education minister say she's working with the transport department to make sure all these aspects you've spoken about are taken care of. But I'm not sure which department you actually fall under as Scholar Transport. Is it education or is it transport? And whichever department it is, has none of these ministers engaged you?
To be honest with you, that is where the problem is. When we seek for help from the transport department, they'll say, but education is responsible for the learners. When we go to the education department, they'll also say, but transport is responsible for that. So none of the department have engaged us yet, but we have been writing letters, because we've written letters to all provinces to say they must at least meet with us, and then we talk and we find a way forward before the schools open. And I just forgot to address one thing. When Nompumelelo said schools are opening for grade 7 and 12, we are not going to get the 70%. Some transporters are transporting grade 12, some transporters are transporting grade 7, and some transport throughout all the grades. So you must understand that there are people that are affected, a lot of them.
I see. All right. These are very interesting aspects of the story to work with. Hopefully we can take it forward after the information you've given us. Xolani Masimboko, he's chairperson of the association in Gauteng, the Association of Scholar Transporters, as it is.